Communities in parts of eastern Texas looked like lakes on Thursday as rainwater submerged roads and vehicles and left some people stranded. The National Weather Service issued the emergency warning for some counties.
We do have a flash flood emergency in effect right now for east central Harris County. This is a life-threatening situation. We are asking people to shelter in place.
Greece on Thursday reported that thousands of dead fish washed ashore from Lake Karoneia near the northern city of Thessaloniki. Indonesia's forest fires have created a toxic haze across Southeast Asia.
We need cooperation in the international level, in the regional level, and we believe that all the countries in ASEAN would like to solve this problem.
Scientists link such developments to human activity and warn there is little time left to reverse the destructive trend. Young people are increasingly worried about the condition of the planet they will inherit.
It doesn't matter how talented we are. It doesn't matter how much work we put in, how many dreams we have. The reality is, my generation has been committed to a planet that is collapsing.
But while some countries work to curb toxic emissions, the Trump administration has relaxed environmental regulations in favor of coal and car industries. The president has openly admitted he does not believe in climate change. On Thursday, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao unveiled a national fuel economy standards rule that would revoke California's authority to set its own vehicle emission standards.
No state has the authority to opt out of the nation's rules, and no state has the right to impose its policies on everybody else in our whole country. To do otherwise harms consumers and damages the American economy.
California Governor Gavin Newsom called the announcement an aggressive move to assert dominance over a state a few days before UN Climate Week to punctuate a point. He vowed that California will fight and prevail. California is the most polluted U.S. state due to the activities of its large population and the terrain that traps pollutants, especially when the weather is hot. Zlatica Hoke, VO News, Washington.